Please describe how many dissolutions there are. Dissolutions are transformations. Number of men, number of things. Something that I do not like. How many dissolutions there are of the elements of the human nature, and who survives after the dissolutions, just through the world of man, he is asleep. According to Brahma Samhita, the process of creation is also in the Brahma Samhita, 5:47-48, it is said that all the material manifestations with innumerable universes appear and disappear with the Devi and the Havashu lying in the Mudra, the mystic sleep. He translates these two. Within the ultimate and supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, lies sleeping unlimitedly on the causal ocean in order to create unlimited numbers of universes during that sleep. He lies on the water by his own internal potency, and I worship that Krishna, supreme Godhead. Due to this breathing, innumerable universes come into existence, and then withdraws his breath for the dissolution of all the worlds of the universe. That clear version of the Supreme Lord is called Abhishek, and he is the part of the heart of the Krishna. After the dissolution of material manifestations, the Lord and his kingdom beyond the causal ocean do not disappear. Nor to the inhabitants, the Lord's associates. The associates of the Lord are far more numerous than the relations with the afterworld due to material association. The impersonalist's explanation of the word hum in the four verses of the original Bhagavata, Hum, Devas, and Devanme, etc., is repeated here. The word and his internal associates remain after the dissolution. The Buddha's inquiry about such persons is clearly all of the world. This is also confirmed in Kashi, as quoted by Lord Jesus on the entry of Vishnu Chakravarti, who follows in the footsteps of Srila Sridhara Swami. Na chavante hi yada ta mahat mahat yam pralaya padi I told you, Toro Kide, the A, the Sarka, the book translation, the devotees of the world never annihilate their individual existences even after the dissolution of the entire cosmic conversation. The world and the devotees who associate with them are always eternal. In both material and spiritual worlds. So what's going on? One of the main threads of series of questions is to understand original cause. Because in the process of creation, there's a series of cause and effects. And causes are the downstream effects of some kind of cause. That cause that makes some effect later becomes cause of some other effect, and so on. all of the acidus, with Shakti coming in, which means energies of the world are transformed from one state to another state, and existence or creation is quite a transformation of the intelligence, spiritual energy. And intrinsic in that understanding is this pulse, vision pulse, unknowable pulse, personal pulse, self-power, and it's that cause is singular in them. There's Sankhya philosophy of the field of Samadhi Vibhuti, and there's a Sankhya philosophy, some modern problem that also called Sankhya, and it's atheistic nature. And modern scientists are similarly fascinated by Sankhya philosophy because it's their approach is atheistic. They just see matter as the cause of death, matter as the cause of government, but the law is governed by that. What's the cause of everything? So, discover the laws of matter are to be given to them. So, whoever is interested in discussing this, the Dura is interested in this Sankhya or feeling that presents Sankhya because of its connection with the personality of Godhead. So, in understanding creation, one of the pieces of creation is the repeated nature of it. Creation of maintenance is dissolution. So, how many the solutions are? And specifically, embedded in the question is, are the entities that survive the solution? Who's describing them? Those living entities will survive after the dissolutions to serve the world while he was asleep. What is that kind of messages? During the period of cosmic annihilation, we're wound up within the body of the world. But there are enjoyments for some that are not. Within the universe, and then purport is that to not. Just as Krishna says, that after the annihilation, that part leaves as well as the spiritual form. So, several things. One is the spiritual and the material realms are different. The nature of the spiritual realm is its eternal. And as God is not destroyed, his body is not destroyed, and his associates are not destroyed. Even with the destruction, or during the period of destruction, or after, then comes this reference to the chapter 70 verses of the Bhagavatam. Do any of you know the verse on the Vasani about the name that verse is? First of the chapter 7, verse 12. Actually, it's an important verse. Before the beginning of creation, I alone exist. During the period of cosmic manifestation, I alone exist. After cosmic annihilation? Yes. So, the devotees have more inclination for that. Atheists have more inclination for impersonalists. Impersonalists come to them, it's just like, surrender to me. It's the same kind of approach. Come means to the unborn and manifest. So, before creation, there's only one thing that exists, the unborn and manifest. During the cosmic manifestation, there's only the unborn and manifest that comes up. Because that's all there is. That's their explanation. And the devotees of connections, this first person singulars, Krishna, who expands his energies, and the energies are magical. So, before he expands his energies, there's the when he expands his energies, there's him and his energies, which are him. And after knowledge, he withdraws his energies, it's him. That's the majestic of the avyakta states of his energies, but in either case, it's just him. And, well, I was saying, in this verse, the impersonalist interpretation of Aham is repeated. That is to say, during the period of cosmic annihilation, the Lord, his devotees who continue to serve him, while the expansion of the world in the Jain Vidra, as the cosmic annihilation plan is existing there, we're still living it. So living entities, they exist even those that are within his body, they exist and are not destroyed, which is one mistake, and there are other living entities are meaningless that are not destroyed. Their bodies are not destroyed, their bodies are not material, continue to exist. In a simpler form, so an appreciation of the relationship with Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the message of the Bhagavatam is not any different than the message of Bhagavad Gita, it's just a detail or graduate study of the same condition. So, any verses are there in the second chapter, which is indicated. Same understandings, you know. One of them is the very early verses that he speaks. I remember from time when I did not exist anymore, I was kings. Natve vaham jatunasa, natvam yamitanadipa, achayva napadishyama, sarva vayam aparam. I'm giving this verse to some Sadhguru graduate students at the University of Texas. They have never met it before. They don't even know the information of this. They don't know the information. And I was giving this description to them. They were these. So, you're not. I don't want to be the order, but I'm going to keep that in person. I've never seen that. This is very interesting. You've got to read this one. But it's interesting. For those of you that know, I encounter some people that are have been exposed to impersonalism and impersonalism, patient people, to move heaven. And the people, this is good. That's very simple. The atheist person, Krishna has dismissed the bodily sense of self by the spiritual perception. By the giving us a few values. That the soul continues despite the changing of the re-identity of the soul and the body. Then the next verse says, that which is transmutating is eternally individual. Before, in the future, now. The now sense of individuality is not bodily, it's spiritual. The before is spiritual, and the future is spiritual, and there's plurality. Never was there a time of bodily opposition of being on these things. There's plurality in the past. There's plurality in the present. And in the future, there's plurality. So that's in the Bhagavad Gita form. Now we're here in the Bhagavad Gita form, where we're speaking about cyclical creations and annihilations. And what happens during the period of annihilation? The living entities are not destroyed, and the spiritual world is not destroyed. So now, Bhagavad comes going to tell us, because he was asking the question, please describe those living entities that exist after dissolution. How they do their services before. It's natural study. This is Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada refers to a verse that confirms the same thing. It's quoted by Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who follows in the footsteps of Srila Sridhara Swami. Chavayan Kehi Vyajanatha. Mahatyam, Kalyadipa, the devotees of the Lord never annihilate their individual existences even after dissolution of the entire cosmic manifestation. The Lord and the devotees who associate with them are always eternal in both material and spiritual worlds. So, Achyuta Akhile Loke Sa Eka Sarva Go Yajaha. So, Vidura understands Vidura Vaishnava. So he has that Vaishnava conception, he is called the personal misconception, that many of these are eternal. About the entities that are pure devotees, and what do they do during the period of cosmic annihilation? Well, residences of pure devotees. Different residences besides different residences of pure devotees and the bound jivas. Even amongst the devotees that are within this picture of realm, what happens to them in the cosmic knowledge? We're not going to talk about. Although we find with Narada, remember me carefully, but Lord, you just like me best can't help us. From this previous life, he achieved a spiritual body. That's his gross body. And as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously, it's like lightning and illumination. Immediately, he achieved a spiritual body. But that spiritual body was then resting within the body of Elvis, and manifested as the Son of God. So for those devotees who are such men of God, that's the end of it. It's a sweet prayer. Those ready for it, they have to achieve this state of the Holy Spirit immediately. Rather, the staying this and for some service. So, that's unusual. But, the notions that we want to do everything is the interesting thing. The main point of Prabhupada is, I think, is the individuality of the soul. The soul being who the individual is, and the individual nature of the soul and soul. So something like, Dvaita, is Dvaita has five different features. There's its integrity, born with the entity, to the world of matter, between living entities and living entities, between matter and matter, between living entities and matter. So, even aside from liberating living entities and conditioning the essence, you're still an individual. The individuality is not this. For us, emphasis the power of language. And the question that the Lord is asking is simple. How many violations are there? And what takes place during the dissolution? There's something that's dormant and there's something that's not dormant. Spiritual man is not dormant. And that which is annihilated is dormant. I really like these that are just part of the body of the person. Very important. The translation of Prabhupada's gave for these two verses from Sri Brahma Samhita is a little different than standard definitions that I was it's verse specific, context sensitive. The Mahavishnu is lying on the causal ocean by his own internal prophecy. Is in order to create unlimited universes during that state, he does this lying down in concentration, and he was being the innumerable universes from into existence. And when he withdraws his breath, that's the dissolution. The universes and all the worlds are the universes. This Mahavishnu's vision alive. Vishnu on the arms of the Yasha Kana Vishnu. Your question is how to introduce the topic in general. Depends on the audience, you know, the individual. I'll just share with you something that while in our GBC meeting, I heard Prabhupada say. I heard what Prabhupada said. He's having breakfast. He's taking a form. That means even initially, just to call it that. So, inside this seed, tree. And when the tree matures, it will produce so many plants. And then each one of those plants is another seed, just like this. And then that seed is a tree. And if cultivated properly, that tree would grow and produce some of the plants. We just kept going like that. And each of those plants was a seed. And in that seed, there's a tree. Like this. So, that would make one of this. Look at the ingredients. Let them say what the readings are, what the readings that they need. That's not. What they can't. So if light comes from chemicals, so if you just slip right through your fingers and then put it back up, you say, I just tell you this. All the reasons, tell you this. All of this. Or, if all that is just tell you this. And why is it that some persons are born in more opulent situations, some in more harsh situations? Why do we have born? And we can say, well, there's different power than that was what happened. Just this. That's this. There's a cause for this. See, the different approaches. You just, if you can get somebody to like slow down their question or previous assumptions. Like, I think that was people like slow questions, assumptions. That's something to do with the world. Puzzle, people like to solve puzzles. The opposite, the entropy question or the order question. Here's a bunch of data. And over a period of time, which by laws of physics, what happens? Randomness increases or order increases? By laws of physics, randomness increases. Says the practical. That matter over a period of time organizes itself to complex needs, or that it becomes more diverse. But that's all it is. This is the logic. Logic is in order to get order, place of intelligence. Right? There's no intelligence. It's just that randomness increases. There's symmetry within the universe, and the teleological and that proves that's the same logical, maybe some other explanation, but it's a logical to say that the orderliness of the universe is a cause. And the rest of the cosmology is like that. So a proper person isn't just a long saying, well, there's this matter. A proper person would ask these questions. Are you capable of asking yourself small questions? Or just not? Just don't ask them. Just like this assumption. Like this is bad. Why is it that people suffer? Nobody wants to suffer. Why is it that everybody wants to die? Everybody wants to die. Why do nobody wants to look at it? Why is that? To get a person in a reflective office state. One of my godbrothers was from a truck yet that we heard his name for. He wrote a summary of two conditions. Some was a bond, and the other was So all this, you know, detail, plus just something like that. So he would like to get in front of audiences, help them understand these very basic things. That's because the assumption that you are this body leads to a whole endless series of questions. That's good. That's just suffering. And you can just understand that you're not this body. And go down the path that indicates when you struggle from your own existence. This is, of course, that you have to change this way for such and such reasons. So, we need to ask you a question. If the fundamental reason the person is a fundamental reason the person cannot contemplate God in creation, is your strong identification with God. Okay, there's no way to be divided from that. You have to tell me. That, you know, we just keep going far back with mother and father and mother and father. Just keep listening. But that's night and day, night and morning. Whatever that is, that's not. Independent health. If we misidentify with the body, that any group of our intelligence is people, we think we go after that. It's like a mathematical calculation. That is one being. Any further calculations are complete. Geometrically, we're a bit off. So if you want to talk about this later, let's talk about the same as with when you so, what if we go through the Christian says in one few things? What is this? We can use the person. So we get to the point where, okay, I can entertain the idea that I'm still so far from something. Okay, let's go to the first person. So.